Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Are you serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill an Hour. I'm Marcus Bronzy.
I'm Sean.
How you doing, Sean, bro?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Good. I'm all good, man. Ready to kick off another episode of the show where we look at the internet. We look at some funky stories of stuff with stuff that's been going on. We talk about stuff that we may have watched on the internet and how we've been killing some time. But most importantly, we kick off the show with some jokes. Now, Sean, I'm unprepared this week. It means I've got more jokes to hit you with, but also some of these I haven't read yet. So ooh, they could be fucking horrible, dangerous. Bro. So I'm going to apologize in advance and I'm just going to go straight for it, bro. Okay?
Hit me.
Yeah, okay, right. A soldier returns home to his wife after a year-long deployment overseas. He wants to show her how he managed to go a year without having sex with anybody else. So, how did you do it? She asked. I trained my dick to respond to a drill command. So, you know, he undoes his belt, drops his trousers and goes, "Dick 10, hut!" His penis springs straight up, erect, raring to go. Dick at ease! His penis soon becomes flaccid. Now you try. His wife tries it. Dick 10, hut! And his penis springs to life again. Dick at ease! The soldier's penis relaxes and softens. Oh, we need to show the neighbours this. His wife leaves and comes back with a neighbour, an attractive 20-year-old something woman. His wife encourages her by telling the soldier's penis to come to attention and stand at ease. Dick attention! The neighbour commands. The soldier's penis, as expected, hardens. Dick at ease. Ah, this time his penis doesn't go down. Dick at ease. The soldier looks down at his penis, still erect. Dick at ease. But the military man's member refuses to go down, so he runs away into the bathroom. His wife follows him and sees him furiously masturbating. Honey, what are you doing? She asks with a hint of worry in her voice. The soldier replies, he's not following my orders, so I'm giving him a dishonourable discharge.
I didn't see that one coming.
Hey! Oh, man.
Oh, that was a good one. I like that.
Phew, not cancelled. Right? Okay, cool. Okay, cool. I've got another one. A girl in college calls her father after having sex for the first time. She says, "Dad, I have a confession to make. I ain't a virgin anymore." Hearing this, the dad gets furious and shouts, "I worked my ass off to get you into one of the best universities in the state, and you still say ain't."
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's true. Right.
Shall I hit you one?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it, Sean.
Okay.
How are my military commands? Dictated.
Oh, you know what? I believed you.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you know what I mean?
It works somehow. What? Sorry. Here you
go. I recently spent $6,000 on this registered black Angus bull. Okay. I put him out with a herd, but he just ate grass and wouldn't even look at a cow. I was beginning to think I'd pay more for that bull than he was worth. Anyway, I had the vet come and take a look at him. He said, the bull's very healthy, but possibly just a little young. So he gave me some pills to feed him once a day. The bull started to service the cows within 2 days. All of my cows, even broke through the fence and bred with all of my neighbor's cows. He's like a machine. I don't know what was in those pills the vet gave him, but it kind of tasted like peppermint. I enjoy when I read one and then it's a left field. You don't see it coming?
You got to just love it, bro. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Okay, right. So this is an old school classic.
Okay.
I went to the doctor's recently. He said, don't eat anything fatty. I was like, what, like bacon, burgers, takeaway? He said, no, fatty, don't eat anything. Okay, right.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a Gary Delaney one.
There you go.
He's got like the best one-liners, man. Honestly,
wicked. All right. Oh God.
How bad?
Oh, this might have to get cut out the actual podcast. You know, 4 minutes in.
How bad? Oh, yeah, I want to hear it. I really want to hear it.
Fucking hell. You know, you're like, might have to cut it out. Let's take a time stamp. So we've had to cut that joke out. So sorry, you didn't hear it. Here's a good one then, right? Cool. A guy walks into a bar and orders 12 shots. Before the bartender even returns with the check, the man has slammed back half of them and shows no signs of slowing down. As the guy finishes his final shot, the bartender asks, "Why are you drinking so fast?" The guy wipes his mouth and says, "You'd be drinking fast too if you had what I have." The bartender asks, "What do you have?" As the guy runs out the door, the guy says, "75 cents." Oh, right.
Oh, this is a bad one.
You're now back because another joke's been cut. But yeah, it was a hard one. A group of military officers are sitting around discussing how much work and fun is involved in having sex. First, the lieutenant says, "Sex is about having 80% fun and 20% work." The captain says, "Nah, there's way more hard work involved in that. I'd say it's about 60% fun and 40% work." The major chimes in, no, having sex is definitely way more work than that. I'd say it's about 20% fun and 80% work." As the discussion continued on, a private suddenly walked into the room. The officers called a private over and explained the situation to ask his opinion. The private quickly replies, "Gentlemen, having sex must be 100% fun." One of the officers asks, "Well, how did you come to that conclusion?"
The tension.
The private says, "Very simple, sir. If there was any work involved, you guys would have me doing it for you."
Fair play.
Nice. Sorry, the joke didn't load. Did you like the tension?
I did.
Oh man, all over the place today.
Alright. A student asked his English professor, "What is the definition of a dilemma?" The professor said, "Well, there's nothing better than an example to illustrate that. Imagine you are laying in a bed." Imagine you are lying in a bed with a beautiful naked woman on one side of you and a gay man on the other side of you. Who are you going to turn your back on?
Hey? That's a good one.
I've got this one. Husband and wife driving home on a country road. And they see an injured skunk. They stop and pick it up to give it some help. The wife is holding the skunk on her lap and it starts shaking. Wife tells her husband, "The skunk is shaking. What would I do?" Husband says, "It's probably cold. Like, put it between your legs." Wife says, "What about the smell?" "I don't know." The husband says, "Hold its nose."
Oh man. Right. I've got a very nice one to finish this off with. If you've got more, bring them to the table, Sean. A young boy enters a barbershop and whispers to his customer. A young boy enters the barbershop and the barber whispers to his customer, "This is the dumbest kid in the world. Watch it while I prove it to you, yeah? Watch this. The barber puts a dollar bill in one hand and 2 quarters in the other, calls the boy over and goes, "Which do you want to take, son?" The boy takes the quarters and leaves. The barber goes, "What did I tell you?" said the barber. "That kid never flipping learns." Later, when the customer leaves, he sees the same boy coming out of the ice cream parlor enjoying an ice cream. "Hey, son, can I ask you a quick question?" he says to the little boy that took the quarters. "Why'd you take the quarters instead of the dollar bill?" The boy licked his ice cream and said, "Because the day I take the dollar bill, the game's over." My guy.
Hey, you know what? As soon as you started telling that, I was like, "Oh, I know this one. This is a good one."
It's a good one. There you go.
Let me see if I've... This one's a silly one, but okay. It did kind of tickle me. A duck waddles into a bar and says, "Got any bread?" And the barman says, "No." The next day, the duck returns and says, "Got any bread?" And the barman's, "No." The following day, the duck returns and says, "Got any bread? I told you yesterday, you idiot. No." The next day, the duck returns and says, "Got any bread? For fuck's sake, no, no, I mean no." The day after, the duck returns and says, "You got any bread? Look, if you ask me one more fucking time if I've got bread, I'm going to nail your feet to the fucking floor." The next day, the duck returns and says, "Got any nails? No. Got any bread?"
I love that joke. I fucking love that joke. It's one of my favourites ever. Got any bread? All right. I've got a super dad pun joke.
Okay.
Right. Doctor, says to the patient, "I'm afraid the operation left you completely blind." The patient says, "Oh, I see." The doctor says, "Ah, oh, cool then, forget I said anything." Sorry, that's a horrible joke, isn't it? I see.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah. I'm not doing like the same. I had this joke ready to go before you did that one, but it's also a blind joke. Okay. A blind man and a blind woman get married.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this before I say it. This joke doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't matter. Right. Cool. A blind man and a blind woman get married. On their honeymoon, they struggle with lovemaking as it was their first time. The bride said, "Let's come up with some signals to communicate our intentions for sex." The young man agrees. She said, "If you want to have sex, just pull on my right tit one time. But if you don't want to have sex, just pull on my left tit twice." The young man says, "Okay. If you want to have sex, just pull on my penis once. But if you don't want to have sex, just pull on my penis 150 times. Also doesn't make any sense because they're blind and they could just be like, "Are you up for it?" That's what I read it. I laughed at him. I went, "Oh, it doesn't really
you could just
sense.
Talk." Yeah,
I want to get get in the way of a good joke.
Yeah. Oh man. That's great, man. I've enjoyed that. It's been a good week of jokes, man. I thought we were going to come weak to the table, but these are good. Part of the ones that you guys will never be able to hear ever again. Now it's time for the next part of the show. Glad I found the right button today. Time for our killer bit. How have you been killing some time, Sean, this week? We can't talk about Jack Reacher anymore, by the way. I realise it.
Okay, so very, very quickly, I finished it. It was super reachery. I thought that the end of second season maybe wasn't quite as good as the beginning of the second season. I still really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was great.
Do you feel like they were reaching at any point? Like,
a bit of a stretch. I mean, as you said to me previously, you dropped me a line before and you went, "Rav, it's the most reacher of..." And it was. Yeah. It was. And I still enjoyed it. I do feel as if... It feels as if it might be the last... Like the way that they've left it. Do you think...
So what they do with Jack Reacher is the books are meant to be read in any order.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying
so that. I think so they're trying to do that with the seasons.
There's some closure at the end of all this. There's like finality, but if they want to carry it on, obviously there's...
Well, they're already shooting the next season. It's confirmed.
Oh,
on Instagram.
Well,
so
talking shit then, aren't
they? Yeah, confirmed. And the actor says he wants to be do that for the next 10, 15 years if possible. There's 24 books now, averaging a book a year.
So 24 10 years.
The first season was the first the first season was one book one
and this is book 11. See, I did listen to you.
There you go.
That's why you were saying that he looks a bit older.
Fuck, we're doing it again, aren't we?
And Hentcher.
Older and stronger, bruv.
That is wham,
bro. It made me like think, if I had that kind of money, like, or if I had a role like that in Hollywood, I'd be like, "Just give me the juice, bro. I'll do it." You get the doctor, you get the proper doctor that does all the blood tests, they cycle you on and off it. If you're going to do steads, that's where you want to do it, innit?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, because look at what they did for Guardians of the Galaxy, bro. I forget the actor's name.
Chris Pratt,
come on, man. He was...
Because he's like, he even office, says, isn't it? He says that he's like, naturally, he's a bit of a fat boy, innit?
Yeah.
But he was like,
like
ripped and that. But yeah, I can only imagine, like you were saying to me, that the actor that plays Reacher, he had to get on a juice to maintain and he looks like potentially he's on a bit of the juice in it. But if you're going to do it, obviously do it safely, because there's some cowboy cowboy stories, man.
I've had a mate that's done it. Oh, by the way, he says he's doing it to stay injury free. I think the extra muscles
is that a thing?
It does help you. You imagine like when you go through, like when you break your leg or whatever, when you're younger, when you're growing,
the more you strengthen,
you just heal better if you've got higher T level, I presume. I think is what you're saying.
I have to get on some of this.
Or maybe yeah, for skiing, your legs come out, wham legs. I think because he trained so hard, motherfuckers want to find me. I think he trained so hard that he was getting injuries, and he says he wants to do it for another 10, 15 years.
Is for that period of time? I mean, I'm guessing there's like a cycle and then you come off it and then you go, like, I've heard this.
I think you cycle on and off. I don't think you're on it 24/7.
Can we just say, if you're going to do it, Don't do it on a cowboy thing.
Yeah.
Flex, please.
I had a mate that, he's fine now, but he got chemical, what's it? Jaundice. Something fucked up his liver because I think he's doing oral ones. You take oral.
But he didn't do it correctly.
He didn't cycle off properly and went out on a piss. And your body is like under mad strain.
And then you're
drinking.
And then your liver's getting.
And they went and saw him in hospital. He's fine now.
Okay.
But apparently he was like so yellow in hospital that once we knew he was fine in the WhatsApp group, they called him Bart Simpson for a little while. But only when they knew he was fine. You're like, are you fine? Yeah.
We know how it is. Yeah, you know how it is with guy friends, isn't it? Someone like, you're like, he's all right. And then you get to take the piss out for the next 10 years.
I mean, there were a lot of Icarumbas flying around in the group. But yeah, man. I mean, watching Traitors, which is a show.
I was told about this show yesterday. I was unaware of it until yesterday.
So,
which is a game show. Which is random.
Yeah,
it's a bit random.
Yeah, it's cool. It's great. Second season's out, so I'm watching the first season at the moment. You know, we specialize in watching stuff that's been out for ages. And
no spoilers.
I won't give any spoilers, but
no, as in we're so late that we're not giving any spoilers. Oh, yeah.
So basically, it's a show where there's money on the line. You do tasks as a group, and they incentivize. Some people are traitors, and some people aren't.
I think there's three traitors. Is that correct?
Three traitors. Yeah.
I was told that like people make like relationships, and then like one of them is a traitor and the other one isn't. And like, oh.
So in the season I'm watching now, there's a guy that fancies a girl, doesn't know that she's got a boyfriend. So he's saying like in the interviews, oh yeah, like I think we've got a really good vibe, but she's got a man and her man is another traitor. No, her man's in the game, but they don't. Yeah. But then I don't know. I won't spoil it. It doesn't matter. But yeah, but her man's in the game. And also though, I will say this though about the show. I hate doing this, but it shows you just how bias works within people. I've watched it and I'm like, wow, like, you're like really all piling onto that character and you don't know them yet. So you're only going on looks, you know? And a lot of the time I'm like, Roy, I don't know if me and Sean would do too well on that show, you know, Roy? Yeah, it's a bit mad. Now that I've said it, you'll see it. But good that we have a show like that because you need to see, I think we should see what bias looks like in reality. Also, it's a safe show. There's no one to be harmed. There's money on the line. And because it's like a trivial show, people can be a bit conniving. Like in the second season, apparently a couple of the traitors are like, they'll look at the camera like, yeah, that is bad, at the camera and stuff like that. And that's lovely to watch, you know what I mean?
Okay. I found out about this yesterday and then I was like, okay, I've seen something, I don't remember what it was, it's a few years ago that was of a similar ilk, but it sounds kind of fun though, I'm not gonna lie.
Do you remember like on Big Brother when they'd call someone into the diary room and be like, your job today is you have to choose someone that's eliminated and choose them by the end of the day. Like they'll do something like that, or they'll be like, you have to convince the housemates that you have a life-threatening illness but you're staying in the house or whatever. They'll do something mad, innit, like that, and then you manipulate it. They've built that manipulation into the show, so it's like quirky and cheeky. And in the start of season, it's like very simple tasks. It's like, you know, you've got to do a group task or whatever. And people are like, well, I think that, you know, Sean wasn't being very helpful in that task.
When was the first season out of Traitors?
It was like last year, year before.
Oh, maybe not. I remember there was one where it was like a group activity and everyone had to like, it was like this house and they were like running from one part of the house to the other, like finding stuff and whatnot. It might have been a different show, but it felt like it was the same thing. And then they would like talk to the camera afterwards. And I might have to rewatch
that
it.
That is Traitors, you know. Is that one of the tasks where they have to ring bells and work out what song it is.
That's it. That's the one. Yeah. Oh, right. So
you've seen it.
Brother, that was at least a few, like, going back a couple of years. Have a look for me. All my memory. I mean, it could just be that my
COVID, innit, threw us off.
Yeah. I feel like it was COVID, long before COVID.
2019, I think. Fucking hell, last year, right.
just caught up in that COVID vortex. 2019. That makes sense. Yeah, I saw the first episode. Okay.
Okay, cool. Right. All right. Oh, yeah, man.
This guy, man.
Wait, it might not be 2019. One second.
Giving me some bogus information.
All right, three seasons. It's three? The third season ain't come out yet. The first season came out in... Oh, no, it's November 2020, 2 years ago. year and a bit ago.
What?
Yeah, it's November 2022. I promise I'm not just making those numbers up now.
I must have literally seen it then, and it feels like more years ago. All right, I'll take it back.
Yeah.
I'll take it back. Maybe I saw the pilot a few years before.
Oh man. Anyway, how have you been killing time, Sean, other than that?
So let's talk about Ridge. Oh, nothing overly exciting this week, man.
Oh, fair enough. Well, I guess it's time for us to move on to the next part of the show then.
Which is
stories of the week. I told you before we press record today, I feel like I'm light on the ground, Sean. Feel like I'm quite light on the ground.
Shall I be the one to kick this section off?
Can you be the one, please?
Okay. I reckon I can do that.
Please.
Okay. Be the one. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Man robbed Chicago bank 3 days after being acquitted of bank robbery.
Go on.
Federal official in Chicago say a Chicago man robbed a Lincoln Park bank on Monday, just 3 days after a jury found him not guilty of robbing a different bank. Now, can I just say, first and foremost, do we now think that he is innocent of the first robbery, but then they planted a seed and he thought, fuck it, I might as well just go rob a bank.
I feel like we've all had this at school where the teacher's telling you off for talking. You're like, I'm not talking. Well, if you're going to tell me off for talking, I'm just going to talk anyway.
Literally one of them ones.
Yeah. So he's gone. If you're going to keep accusing me of this,
maybe I will rob a bank.
Maybe I will rob a bank and then you'll learn your lesson. Who learns the lesson? Who learns?
Maybe you just,
the bank. Please, though, I need to hear more of this story, Sean.
Mohammed Walku, 31, was charged in December 2021 with robbing the fifth third.
That was only 2 months ago, Tony. The fifth third?
With robbing the fifth third bank at 3957 West 26th Street. There's a lot of numbers in this bank name. At the time, federal prosecutors said he placed a demand note with words to the effect.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Effect of give me the money on a plexiglass partition at a teller station. Now, when it's not verbatim and they are paraphrasing what he said, and the paraphrase is give me the money.
Yeah.
I wonder what he actually wrote.
Because I'm not being funny, but isn't that a normal bank conversation? There's many conversations that I had in the banks. Usually it's take some of my money or give me some money. Sometimes it's yours, sometimes it's credit, right? I feel like really, there's the case to argue in court that he wasn't robbing them. He was asking them for money, which you were allowed to do.
What, am I not allowed to withdraw money?
Yeah, exactly. And all he's asked is for the old school system of he just wants to talk to a person. Yeah. That's what I feel. You know, when you on the phone sometimes, hello and welcome to this waiting list. You are fourth on the list. If you would like to, you're like, I just want to talk to a person, please. He just wants to talk to a person.
He was so frustrated with the automated telephone voice that he just arrived at the bank and he was like, give me the money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. Woo, woo. Exactly. Think about it though, bruv. He's just been accused of robbing a bank. He's like, I hate the system. I don't want to be part of the system. Human. I want human interaction because it cannot be misconstrued. It cannot go wrong. So he goes
there'll
in.
Be no like, there'll be no confusion.
No confusion. Absolutely whatsoever. And they'll stop accusing me of trying to rob a bank.
Also, the fact that what was written is not verbatim. So what he could have said is, I would like to make a withdrawal. And they've gone, he walked into the bank and said, give me the money.
Bro, I think maybe he just, that's how he talks to the bank. And the bank should be used to him coming in and talking because they've tried to tell him or say that he's robbed them in the past.
I've just been through 6 months of court.
Yeah. Now, I'm not being funny. I've not had any money for 6 months. Give me money. Just give me money. Money give. And he stormed in angry, probably stormed in, pushed people out of the way and just walked straight to the counter. Again, they've probably thought, oh my gosh, a bit of a threatening behavior. Slammed on the glass. Money.
And he might have had like a brown paper bag that he had put on the side and it might have just had some groceries in it.
Well, bruv, you don't want to put money in a bag that says cash. Get me? They, when you get a watch sometimes now, they put it in like a Sainsbury's bag, don't they? If you go to a fancy watch shop. So he's walked in and then he's thought, I'll write it on paper what I want. Then it definitely can't be misconstrued. It can't be taken in the wrong way. And I'm just going to slam it against the glass. And now I've proofread this.
I know I'm angry. And I'm not going to say anything that I'm going to. So let me just write it down whilst I'm calm right this minute. Yeah. I feel like I'm in a calm moment.
Yeah.
Let me write down what it's...
But I'm going to write in big text though, in capitals, just so it can't be misread. Get me a nice clear message. You don't want to write in like joined up handwriting, do you? Slams it against the glass. Money!
This is wild, honestly.
Sorry, can we hear some more? This is fantastic. God.
Fearing he had a weapon in his back. Oh, so he had a backpack.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It doesn't say it was a black and white striped one.
Yeah.
Less,
swag bag.
Swag bag. The bank worker handed over about $595. Now, again, if you're going to say about, then you probably wouldn't use 595. You'd be like, it was about $600, isn't it? There's a lot of changing of the details here.
All right. Sean, if it's me and you and we're talking money and you give me 595 instead of 600, cool. A bank's job is to kind of be very exact and specific with this stuff, yeah?
It is.
I don't feel like when you pay your mortgage, you say to the bank, I'll give you about 595. They take it to the penny, right? Every month. So with that being said, right? Things are not adding up.
No, there's something a bit...
Something's a bit off.
Sus here, isn't it?
Something's a bit suspect about this bank,
bit,
yeah?
A little bit.
For a bank with all the numbers in its name, not really seem like they're too sharp with the numbers.
I don't know if it's the bank's fault or it's who's recounting this scenario.
Counting.
I feel like you say two things. You either say it was about $600 or it was $595, but you don't say it was about $595.27.
That is about. Yeah, I mean, and two currencies as well. That's wild that he would have stolen two currencies at the same time. I mean, look.
They might have only had $595 and they were like, you know, we've got a bit of shrapnel here from the UK.
Yeah. And give me all the pence you got as well.
I collect them.
Yeah. I'm finding that there's wiggle room here now. I feel like I'm on the side of the robber at the moment, you know?
When Chicago cops arrested him 27 minutes later, suddenly they're being very
now you're specific.
Real accurate now all the time, right?
I'll be there in about 35 minutes and 14 seconds. I'm just thinking, who says about and is that... This is wild writing out here.
I'm unsure about
it. So they turned up 27
minutes later. He was dressed like the bank robber and was carrying a robbery note. A robbery note, bro. That read, give me the money... Please, thank you, and $492 in cash.
Okay,
that's not you're robbing a bank. That is very polite.
Lot of questions here. Dressed like the robber.
The robber. Yeah.
What is that? The Hamburglar? Who is the like? What is the robber?
I'm gonna guess it's like a Mask of Zorro kind of thing. A swag bag. Yeah.
And walking like on tiptoes with their hands like a Scooby Doo. All right, cool. He's like going dugga, 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 and like hiding behind it somehow, even though he's wide, hiding behind a whole lamppost and sticking his head out dugga, 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 as he walks. Yeah. Then they have the note, which I think is really polite. It's polite and angry at the same time, which kind of feels like he's wants to be clear but angry. Thank you, he says.
Bruv, he says please and thank you.
Please and thank you, which isn't... Can we hear the note again, please?
Give me the money, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That seems... That seems quite okay. Give me the... Can you just give me the money, please? To which I feel like the question should be, how much, sir?
About £595.
£5, yeah, about $595. But why has that now turned to $490?
So my brain goes, what did he just spend?
Yeah.
£100 on in that 27 minutes. He spent £103 about in 27 minutes. Where did he go after? Also, if you rob a bank and they...
What's probably like two coffees nowadays.
They give you $500, $600, yeah. And they're like, "All right, mate, yeah, like,
yeah."
If I was the robber, yeah. I'd be like, the "Fuck is this? The fuck is the rest of it? Coming here, risking it all for $600."
What if he thought this was a genuine transaction? Polite. He thought this is a transaction. He's just gone shopping.
He probably thought, this is the bank. Like, yeah. it's great now. I didn't even have to present my card.
Yeah, man. They just knew who I was. They must have known who I was because they've been trying to take me to court all this time.
It wasn't like voice recognition because they must have seen my handwriting on, you know, this guy.
Note recognition. <They're> like, or did the officer do a little about 595 because I can only count 400 licks a couple of notes.
Right, there's probably like 50 bags. And I'm like, only $492 out of the $595 was
about. Yeah.
What's in that rucksack? Don't worry. There's some notes in here that you wrote.
Oh, man.
Not those kind of notes. Different kind of notes.
Yeah. All right.
On Friday, though, a federal jury found Walkoot not guilty of bank robbery, and US District Judge John Neese set him free. Federal prosecutors now say Walkoot robbed a different bank less than 72 hours after the jury returned its verdict.
Okay.
Around 1:59... see, very specific with the timing.
Around 1:59. Sean, what time do you want to meet up later on? I'll meet around 1:59.
Around that.
All right, cool.
Around
I'll meet around 7:30.
Yeah, bring around like $595.
All right, cool, no problem.
A man passed a note to a teller at Citibank. Please give me the money. I'll pay it back soon. Bankers gif to me in advance. I'll pay it back soon. Bankers gif to me in advance. The note read. The teller handed the robber $2,068. Wearing a surgical mask, neon green gloves, and a neon green winter cap, the bandit headed out the door. I'm going to say, if you promise to pay it back, it's not technically stealing, it's a loan.
This sounds like real... This is how you talk to your bank. You're like, hey guys, look, I would like to take some money out. Don't worry, I'll pay you back. This is normal bank conversation, Sean.
Usually, the teller gifs me some money and then I'm going to pay it back. Pay it back. Pay it back. Pay it back to the bank.
Pay it back, yeah. Usually, if they gif it to you, right? Anything you get gifed from the bank, when you give it back, they take some interim arrest and that's it, bruv. It's all sorted.
I feel like this is a genuine transaction.
Do you know what? We shouldn't victim blame, right? But I feel like the bank is bringing this upon themselves, right? They're just aggravated. Two separate banks. They aggravated this customer to the point now where they're being even less likely to be understood because of the. I mean, I feel like I shouldn't have to go into the bank with a written note and ask them for cash and only get £595, and I shouldn't have to have a note asking for loans like that. I should be able to speak to somebody. So this poor man,
customer service. At
the poor man has been
shocking. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Bad customer service. Yeah, also, bad treatment from staff.
Why is he also? I mean, kudos. He's matching.
Yeah.
He's got a green hat and what else has he got? Green? Did he have other green things? Oh yeah, he had
money.
Neon green gloves, surgical mask, a neon green winter cap. He was really leaning into this like neon bandit.
Do you know what that says to me, Sean? Not trying to hide.
Not trying to hide.
Was he blacked out?
No, no. Do you know what it is, bro? That's the colour of trying to borrow money. Like,
yo.
You're like, oh, you know, I need a loan from the bank. Like, let me give them like some subliminal messages.
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah.
I should be able to pay the paper back.
Yeah. Let me.
What? I feel good.
Just beat up the mic. Sorry. What I think what he did was also, right, Sean, put the note on paper. What are you asking for? Paper. Another subliminal message.
Boy, this guy's
and
smart,
he probably had just spoken to his mate Bane, and his mate Bane said, listen, if you want money, you have to become money.
You do.
A la Batman, you know, become the darkness. Do you get me? Become the money. Become green. Yeah. Walk in there. Keep your language straight, just like the language on a dollar bill. Straight. Ask for cash.
Be polite.
Be polite. Please and thank you. Yeah, in the same message.
This guy thought, I'm definitely getting a loan that nothing. Let me just back this Dr. Pepper and then roll into the bank in it. Everything, it'll be perfect.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, what's happening to the dude now then? Is he... don't tell me he's been sentenced to approximately one and a half years and 14 days and 3 hours.
Less than an hour later, Chicago cops spotted Worku near Lincoln and Armitage, matching the robber's description. This guy, honestly, if he is actually robbing the bank, once you've robbed the bank, don't hang about in the GOMS for like the next 2 days just so that you're like matching the description. Like, put a jacket on. I don't know. Turn your hat inside out if it's not green. I don't know.
Do you know why? Do you know why he's not trying to hide Sean?
Because he might have just thought that he loaned money legitimately.
He thought he was a legitimate customer of the bank.
It all points to that. Without knowing Mr. Worku's character, the complaint said he had a green hat and gloves sticking out of his coat pockets. I mean, put them inside the pockets. And a blue surgical mask in his pants pocket.
Okay.
And according to the feds, he was carrying...
they wrote feds?
Yeah, yeah.
I like
he
that.
Was carrying federal prison paperwork and approximately... this is my favourite bit, bro. And he was carrying approximately, this is what the feds say, $1,848.22 in cash. Approximately. What did he have? Like,
So he was ready to pay back with interest.
But hold on, what was the figure before?
2068.
So he spent like 120 quid. What? He spent £103.27 last time, and now he's been like an hour and he spent 120 quid.
So what's... So
is he purchasing? Or maybe he's... Oh, I don't know, man. I really want to know what he's... I really want to find out. What, maybe it will
what's
tell
$120?
Us.
Yeah, God, I'm trying to think. Like,
Investigations. Found surveillance video of a man matching the bank robber description, still wearing the neon green hat and gloves. This guy. buying clothing.
Okay.
And a backpack at a nearby Target store.
Okay, right.
After making the purchase, he changed into the new clothes, ditched some of his old clothes, and headed out the door, although he kept the green hat and the gloves. Wait, hold on a minute. Wait. I was about to say to him, bro, like go and buy the change of GOMS before you rob the bank. But maybe he needed to rob the bank to go and buy the GOMS.
Maybe, like, yeah, maybe that's what.
When
he
I say
to
rob
be.
The bank, I'm using that very loosely at the moment. Rob the loan, bro. Prosecutors have again charged Worku with bank robbery. This time, they added a charge of bank theft too. What? What's the difference between bank robbery and bank theft?
I believe they're the same thing.
Supposedly not, according to the prosecutors.
Robbing a bank theft are two different things. I'm trying to think.
If anyone knows,
is it the act of taking the money off the person? Is that an act like saying, give me money? Is that robbing and theft is stealing, taking it away? This is tough.
I feel like we might need to look this up.
What is the difference between robbery and theft?
You've got to say like in Chicago or something, isn't it?
Okay, theft is defined as, in which state, you're right. Taking someone else's property without consent, so that's the theft of the cash. Robbery is the theft through use of fear and force. So the fear and... Where was the force and fear?
Yeah, I feel like he should have been done for theft, but not for robbery, because he provided a very nicely written note, which was very polite.
Please, thank you.
And yeah.
Give me money. Please, thank you.
if I was the bank teller,
yeah,
I would have asked him, like, how much money are you looking to lend, sir?
Yeah, man. I mean, look, if I pass somebody who's not doing very well in the street and they say, can you give me some money? Yeah. They're not trying to rob me. Yeah. So I would say the bank is trying to hurt the little man in this situation.
Not everything. I'm not going to lie, but not everything adds. Okay. If this was here in the UK, if this was in the UK, I would be like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, not everything adds up here. Something is fishy going on. I don't know how things work in the States. I don't know how things work in Chicago.
Yeah.
It all seems a little bit suspect.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, and literally the money is not adding up as well. It's not adding up. I am perplexed, to say the least, Sean. I want to find out. I want to go for a coffee with Mr. Worku. Is it Worku?
Mr. Worku.
I want to go for a coffee with him and I want to find out exactly what went on.
It could just be like a really bad series of unfortunate assumptions and mistakes.
Yeah.
And this guy is just like, twice. It's happened to me twice. Someone needs to say, like, you would have expected though, when he was initially gone through the whole court process and they found him not guilty, someone would have said to him, bruv, next time you go to the bank,
give me a shot.
Probably just like, just say to them, probably word it in this way.
Yeah.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah.
I would like to take a loan out.
You know, like when you're a good friend, you want to tell someone, it's a mate, you kind of don't want to tell them what to do, but you're like, I don't know, what's a good example? Like, we've all been young, we were trying new fashion things, and once in a while, one of your mates pulls you up and goes, look, I don't think that really works for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think, you know, I don't, like, for example, probably someone would turn around to me and go, Marcus, I think fitted caps have had their time now.
Bruv, I don't think flares have made their way back.
Yeah. I think academics jeans, probably not. Probably, you know, they say fashion cyclical. Yeah, it's cycled away from you right now, bruv. So let's cycle into some fitted clothes right now. Yeah. Do you get me? And I feel like he needs a good friend to take him by the hand and say, look, you're not doing it right, bruv.
Or the court banking system, thing. The court system should educate him.
Exactly. Or the bank could just say, imagine this happening at the moment. The paper slaps against your thing. You're a little bit blinded by his highlighter green hat and gloves or whatever. All they need to say is, what kind of transaction is this, sir? Is this a withdrawal or a robbery? To which,
or a theft.
Or a theft. Yeah. Are you threatening me?
And if you don't know the difference, let me know and we'll provide you with a, you know.
Now you're banking. Now you're explaining the banking system and now you've turned what could be a robbery into an actual customer. If he was trying to rob him, he might think in the heat of the moment, oh, wow.
Employee of the month here,
Employee of the month teller, and you're thinking, you know what? I could maybe get down with this banking system. Instead of just robbing them, maybe I need to show them some love. Do you know what I mean?
Offer them a credit card with like a low interest rate.
There you go.
Do you know what? I might get rid of these gloves and this green hat.
Speak to our financial advisor. Do we need to collate your debts? Because it sounds like you're in a little bit of trouble at the moment.
Yeah, a bit of consolidation.
Yeah? Sounds like, yeah. Your written word ain't too strong, if I'm honest, respectfully. So you might not be checking contracts and stuff like that. Should we consolidate all of your bills into one small monthly payment?
Of about.
And we'll take it on about the first day of every month. In or around. Wow.
There are too many...
Worku rounds.
Yeah. Oh, God. Too many plot holes in this. I mean,
listen, that has been one of the most amazing stories that we've heard for a long time. I want to know what the update is now.
Shall we, this only came out, even though this happened in 2 months ago in 2021, but I will search for an update because I really want to know what's happened.
Yeah, man. I mean,
imagine it after all of it. It was just like a mad misunderstanding. The guy was like, oh, throat's a bit bad. And the guy was like, just presses the alarm in it.
I got a bit of laryngitis. So I've just written a note. What was that, sir? Slams note against the thing.
Oh, man. Honestly.
Oh, that was fantastic. Right, Sean, I think we've come to the end of today's episode.
Oh, is that already? Is that the time already, bro?
There we go, man. We've killed some time. Thank you to all the gang on Facebook, loving the jokes, all the gang on Instagram, Twitter, at How to Kill an Hour and everything. You can find me at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy. Where can we find you, Sean?
Can't find it anywhere, but it's S-E-A-N. I thought I just, you just spelled out your name.
No, but because, you know, it could be S-H-A-U-N.
S-H-A-W-N. S-H-O-R-N.
Wow.
Sean, as in Sean Connery. That's what it's like.
Okay, all right.
But I can't do that to younger people because they look at me like that. Sean who? Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. Approximately. See you approximately next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.